to the Kids Before 6 Advent Podcast.
Welcome to the Village Kids and 5-6 Advent Podcast. It's our fourth day here of Advent, and we're pretty excited just to bring you some truth from what we've been studying about the giver of gifts. We're going to be talking today about a very old promise, and I have two special guests with me today. Will you go ahead and introduce what your first name is and your grade?
Eleanor, and I'm in second grade.
Halston, and I'm also in second grade.
All right, so second grade is here representing. We have two friends that are going to be leading us through talking about today. All right, and I'm pretty excited here, ladies. So I want to hear from you. What are you most excited about Christmas? Like, when you're thinking about Christmas is coming, what are you so excited about?
Seeing my family and getting to, like, have fun with them.
Mm-hmm. And what about you, ma'am?
Getting to play with my cousins.
So yeah, we're all excited about family, right? Like, the holidays gives us some special extra time to be able to hang out with them and have fun. What is a gift? We're talking all about gifts this entire Advent podcast season. What is a gift that you have received that was just fantastic? When you received this gift, it made you happy, or it's just been really practical. What is a gift that you've loved to receive?
Hogwarts, like it's a mini Hogwarts castle.
Oh, that's so you, like, you can like open up and you can play with it and everything like that. Yep, and those for you who don't know, that's part of Harry Potter, right? And so it's like a way for you to play in the castle. That's pretty fun. And how about you?
A tube that has two mini brand balls in it.
And what do you do with that?
You get to open the mini brands, and then there are these, like, jiggly things that have, like, little tubes, like an orange slice or an apple slice. And then you get to, there's this wrapper that you unwrap, and then there's, like, a mini toy, like.
Oh, so it, like, reveals it, kind of? Yeah.
There's, like, food, fashion, and toys, and, like, Disney characters, and things like that.
So mini brands is a pretty fun toy, in my opinion, right? Like, I don't know why, but that captivates me too. I get it. All right, so what is a gift that you've given someone that you were like so excited to give to them? Halston, what do you think?
Drawings. I love to draw for people.
Ooh.
It makes me feel really happy.
And I bet they enjoy getting that every time, right? Your drawings?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Miss Eleanor, what have you enjoyed giving to people?
Hugs.
Guys, between the two of you, you're just going to make the whole world feel so loved, right? You're like, you can have my hugs and you can have my love in the form of a drawing. It'll be all good things. All right, so here's the question I've really enjoyed talking with people about. If you could give one gift to the whole world, what would you give them? What do you think, Eleanor?
The love of Christ.
The love of Christ. Okay, I think that would affect them big time. And how about you, ma'am?
World peace.
All right. So we have all of these answers. Like, can you imagine if you were to give them the love of Christ and world peace, like what that would feel like for everybody? It'd be a game changer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right. So we're going to dig a little bit into the material, and I have a question for you guys. Before we get to that, I'm just going to pray, if you guys would pray with me.
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father and God of amazing gifts, I pray that you would just grow our excitement about the Christmas gift that you promised us. We pray this in your precious name. Amen. So here's my question. When do you start preparing for Christmas? What do you think? Halston, how about you?
The week of Thanksgiving.
The week of Thanksgiving? Or how about you?
After Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving, right? And so I'm a tree after turkey kind of person, so we start preparing for Christmas at our house after Thanksgiving. But I would like to say for our audience who can't see what our co-hosts are wearing, they're both pretty Christmassy in what they're wearing today. So they're ready to party and they're ready to celebrate Christmas. That's for sure. So when it comes to Christmas gifts, no one beats God for forward planning. God planned his Christmas gift so the world would be so ready when it arrived. Over hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of years, he was able to leave clues about the gift that he was planning. Sometimes he dropped hints. Sometimes he made very specific promises about what this gift would be. We're going to read a promise that God made through a messenger named Isaiah. It's worth noting that Isaiah sometimes talked about things that are happening in the future as if they already happened. As we're going to read this passage, try to spot what God promised to give his people.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9, verse 2-6.
And so in verse 6, what is the gift given to God's people?
Jesus as a baby.
Mm-hmm. Right? He's like, I'm giving you my son. I'm going to give you this child. And what are some of the words there that describes him? Like, what does he promise to become?
A wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting father, and the Prince of Peace.
Which that's kind of like a big role to play, right? Like those are some really important things that would impact us a lot, especially when we're sitting there waiting to know what to do, who's going to save us, who's going to be with us, and we want that peace, as you were talking about earlier. We learn that about the identity of this promised gift. So Isaiah tells us more about him in the next verse. Eleanor, will you read that for us?
Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign over David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
All right. I love that verse. It's kind of giving us like a picture as to what has happened and what is going to be happening. And to see what good things this child would bring with him, find opposites in verse 7 for each of these words. Ready? What is the opposite of fighting?
Peace.
Absolutely. What is the opposite of unfairness?
Fairness.
Okay. Justice, right? And what is the opposite of evil that we see in that verse?
Righteousness.
Absolutely, right? And so God's kingdom is going to come and he's going to establish all these things. And so many times we feel like we live in a world where there's fighting and unfairness and evil. And he's coming in and he's like, no, that's not the kingdom I'm establishing. I'm establishing one which is full of peace and justice and righteousness. What other king is mentioned to tell us whose family line this forever king would be born into?
David.
That's exactly right, right? We're like, hey, just so you guys know, this is the family that he's coming from. And that's a big deal because that's what we said is going to happen. That's what Isaiah said is going to happen. Through Isaiah, God promised the gift hundreds of years before the gift would actually arrive. He promised a child who would be God himself, who would be from David's family, and who would rule forever. God's promised everlasting light, peace, justice, and righteousness. And God's Christmas gift was a very old promise coming true. It can be easy for us to forget how excitedly people must have looked forward to Jesus' promised arrival. Is there anything in today's passage that has made you girls feel even more excited about Jesus?
I'm excited that he's going to bring justice and righteousness.
Yeah, like living in the world without those things can kind of be exhausting sometimes, right? That's for sure. What do you think, Eleanor? What are you excited that he's going to bring?
That he's going to bring us a world without fighting any evil and unfairness.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, do you ever experience unfairness?
Yes. Lots of times.
Lots of times, right?
Especially with my sister.
I had a feeling that was coming next. And so when you look at that, though, and you look at this world, right, where you're like, I don't have to feel that anymore. He's going to be establishing a different kingdom. That's something that, like, our hearts kind of long for because we don't like unfairness, right? Like, when we experience it, we're like, meh, right? Not my favorite.
I hate it.
Right?
Same.
Like, legit. All right. So as we go into just thinking about what the Lord is giving us, these good gifts of this gift of Jesus, who was a very old promise, seeing that this was created beforehand, I would love for you guys just to close us in prayer. You can both take a turn and just pray for our listeners as they're listening to this podcast, that they would be in this world listening and understanding what this promise means for them. Halston, go ahead and close us in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for life, thank you for people, thank you for everything you give us. Please help anybody who is not feeling well or does not have as much as they could or need. Please help them to be safe and that they're healthy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. You want to close in prayer too, Eleanor? Okay, go ahead.
Dear Jesus, please help anyone who is sick or hurt or anyone who is just not feeling the right moment right now to feel better, and please help more people to believe in you every day, Lord, so that you can have a bigger family with more people who believe in you. In dear Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. All right, thank you ladies so much for helping us understand what a very old promise is today. I was hoping, can you guys just close our podcast by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
We wish you a Merry Christmas!
A very Merry Christmas indeed. All right, we hope you guys have a great day, and we'll be back here again with you tomorrow.